Just say yes. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. The president wants the governor of North Carolina to guarantee that the Republican convention will have permission to assemble in person in Charlotte in August in front of a big audience.
We have to know that when the people come down, they're going to have the doors open.
And I do not understand why the governor of North Carolina hasn't given that guarantee. But the president suspects it's because the governor's a Democrat.
And a lot of the Democrats, for political reasons, don't want to open up their states.
Okay, but wait a second. If it's political and the governor is anti-Trump, wouldn't that be a reason to call his bluff? To go ahead and give him the green light for the convention? Because one of two things will happen. Everybody will mask up for their own safety, and suddenly you'll see all these Republicans looking like Joe Biden. Or they'll flout the rules and end up in the hospital. And if the governor's reluctance is genuinely because he sincerely wants to protect the people who attend, then he has to ask himself, would this president really risk sending thousands of his most loyal supporters to the ICU in the final months of the campaign? No. If that happened, every American would stay 10 feet from anybody in a red hat. I think there's only one risk here, and that is the risk of hosting the safest political convention ever held in the history of America, like you wouldn't believe. Of course, I'm only a commentator, and I understand that we can occasionally be wrong.